Moray v'Rabbeisa, we have a tremendous hakaras hatoiv to our North Miami Beach Kailo for allowing us to be able to hear from Rav Shor Shlita. So really, that's the achsanya. We're grateful to the Kailo, Meyum Kidu Yubeinu, and of course, Bershus the Rosh Kailo, Rav Blezer, Rav Singer, and to the entire Choshev Kehila that are here. If you'd calculate how many times, even just in this Heichel, we heard something quoted from Halekach V'Alibov, or from the Rav Shlita, a person could have possibly count the number, and that's just from this room, exponentially throughout our Kehillah, throughout South Florida, throughout the country, throughout the world. That's why we have such Hakara Satoiv to the Kailo for giving us this opportunity. And if I understood correctly, I was told that just today alone, it could be this is about the 10th time that the Rav Shlita is speaking to the Olam. So obviously, it's something that's a very, very unique opportunity for us. On a personal level, I have extraordinary hakaras hatoiv to the Rav Shlita for all the years, not only of being Meir V'Rabbi, but for always literally being there for me. Ein milim b'fi l'habia rikshei levavi. And so to be mekayim on the highest level, tenu kavod l'toira, it's a meiridik aschus to be able to hear from Mareinu the Rav Shlita.
Shus Rav Shlita, Shus Rashi Kailo, Shus HaTzibur HaChoshev. From when I came into the room till now, I have to be Shoykel HaShayla. The Pasuk says, Maitzi Dibo Ksil. Somebody that says over a bit psura is a ksil. I had a sofik. It's the only beggar that I have here. If I should rise kriya or not. You know, we live in a tkufa of a fight on technology. A fight on technology, which is a fight with the Sitra Achra itself. Two Gedolei Yisrael were Moisei Nefesh themselves, Pshutikim Hashmoy, and went into the Oivei Akaira and said, we're ready to fight the Sitra Achra. And they knew what they were doing. One was the Skelan Rebbe Zechreinu Levracha. And today we have to say Rabbi Tisyoh Zechreinu Levracha. A Yid, that was Moisei Nefesh, Pshutik and Mashmoy for Yiddishkeit, fought with the Sitra Achra itself. And the Sitra Achra didn't let him go on. The Sitra Achra put him and threw him into bed and took away his keichis. Or as my father, Zichron Levracha, said, after Rabbi Reuven's Ptira, Gedoyla mis tzadikim ke churban beis alekeinu. Churban beis amigdash happened on Tisha B'Av. From Tisha B'Osa B'Tamuz, they weren't makiv anymore kabonis. The beis amigdash wasn't working. He said then, Rabbi Reuven Zechayin Levracha was after an accident and a stroke, and nobody was able to be nana from him. So the Ptira went by cult politic a little bit. And he got up in the middle of Shiva and said, G'doyla mis tzadikim kisreifas beis alekeinu. When a goof of a tzadik is on this world, whether he can talk or whether he can't talk, or whether he can say what he wants to say, or he can't say what he wants to say, of a siddah, kedusha of the world. The kedusha exists, the world exists. There's a Beis Hamikdash, a Moin L'Shechina. And tonight, Chof Beis Teves, the world has changed. The world has changed. And it's hard even to talk about anything else when such a shocking news comes. And we realize there's a void. My father, the Chayim Vroch, has said in the Hespid on Rabbi Tzol Chaim Kaplan Zatzal, the Meshgich and Mismar Deshelian, the tzaddikim are like an umbrella. And when a tzaddik goes away, there's a hole in the umbrella and there's no protection. You're missing protection. We're open. Realize we're in a world that we need so many schusim, so many schusim. A world that needs schusim, lamayla midech hateva. Schusim that Yidin shouldn't get hurt. Schusim that Yidin shouldn't get killed. Schusim that Yidin shouldn't get ruined from being displaced. And then Azar Matziv, the Rebbeinu Shalom, gave us such a wake-up call and took away Azar Shmira, Azar Schus for the Deir, Azar Gevein Tayid, Azar Tzadik, Azar Godel be Israel, lived amongst us in America. And in this kind of world, in this kind of matzah, we're left without an umbrella. Says in the Torah Kedusha, "Vayoyim Elav Hashem Mazeh Biyodecha, Vayoyim Mate, Vayoyim Ashlichu Arzo, Throw it down on the earth, Vayishlichehu Arzo Vayhi Lenochash." I believe everybody heard a Chavis Avavis quoted. A mussel person goes in the forest and there's a lion, and next to the lion there's a dog. Dr. Chavis Avavis, you have any place to worry about the dog? You're overcome by the fear of the lion. The Chavis Lubavitch uses it as a muscle. Chavis Lubavitch says the famous Nekuda, a person has 1,000 years. He's afraid of Hamas, he's afraid of bombs, he's afraid of Hezbollah, he's afraid of Taimon. Take all the years and forget about them. Make 1 year out of it, year of the Eibishter. Posik says in Tilim, Sarim Ridafuni Chinom, Midvarcha Pochad Libi. If I'm not mistaken, the word is from the Rebbe Rav Shmelke. Sarim Ridafuni Chinom, they're not causing me to fear, because what do I do when they run after me? All it does to me is Midvarcha Pochad Libi. I'm only afraid of the Eibishter. I don't have fear of them. It only reminds me to fear the Eibishter more. So everybody agrees, the Chayvus HaVavus is Dvarim Pshutim. Moshe Rabbeinu Zichanu the Chayvus HaVavus, yeah? He lived Chayvus HaVavus. Vayonas Moshe, he's standing with the Eibishter. He's standing with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the matter turns to a nachash, Vayonas Moshe Miponov? The kasha is often a kasha. The kasha says in a sefer called Tzemach Hashem Litzvi. Tzemach Hashem Litzvi saw the Baal Shem even. A moridik kasha. The kasha is, what's Moshe Rabbeinu? You're standing with the Eibishter. We don't know the Gilui Hashchina. I'm saying, I'm moridik Gilui Hashchina, yeah? In the middle of a Gilui HaShechina, and it changes to a Nochash, you run away? We'll remind ourselves a similar question. In Parshas Vayetze, Parshas told us, on Shulix, Parshas told us, Yankiv and Esav, Yankiv Mefarches Lotzes, Esav Mefarches Lotzes. We all maminim, says the Gemara Masechtas Nida, that a person, a child, before it's born, has a malach that learns with him. We all maminim, the Heilige Stipler, writes in Chaya Olam, a sefer that's not learned the way it should be today. It's a basic sefer from Godel in our generation. There's a lot to see there. One of the things he writes is that a father is mechuyev to tell stories to his children. Stories about Chazal, stories about Tzadikim. Tell stories that you believe in. The Stipler adds that one story you mechuyev to tell, that there was a boy born in Eretz Yisrael. In the Tovshin Yuds, that didn't get a clap from the Malach and was able to say, Kol HaTorah Kula. The Stipler says every parent is mechuyev to teach it to his children. Why? Because that's pure emuna in our generation, the biggest matana the Eibishter gave our generation. If I tell you this, the biggest matana the Eibishter gave our generation, a clear emuna in Chazal. Yes, a malach learns with him. A child is born, he's able to say Kol HaTorah Kula. They tested him on Tshuvah Svarim to see if they're true or they're not true. If he knew them or he didn't know them. So you're looking at me in disbelief. I don't blame you. Because Rav Bakst, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rosh Yeshiva in Boston, in Detroit, wrote to Rav Chatzkel, it's printed in the Sefer on Chumash. Is it true? They say such a story, is it true? Schreibt him Rav Chatzkel, my daughter and my Adam live door to door to these people. And they told me it's true. Yeah, but I have to say over the whole letter because his daughter needed the kinakud in that letter. I put on my coat to go see it with my own eyes. I walked outside the Rav Chatzkel, I chapped. My daughter and my son-in-law are Nehman. They told me it's true, it's true. Why do I have to go see it? I'm going to be soiser my whole amun if I go see it. You hear what Rav Chatzkel writes? For going to see it would be a steal in my amuna, be upgefrekt my amuna. It says in Divrei Chaim and Chanukah, Yehelege Divrei Chaim, there's a memory in English, seeing is believing. The Divrei Chaim says, Chush Ariyah is kfira. Because you only believe if you see. Shmiya is amuna. That's Mamsho the Pchatzkel is writing. Aber nachzun in Yoneinu. Ja, nachzun in Yoneinu. A Malach teaches, we're trying to instill a little bit more Emunah. A Malach, it teaches, yeah, we believe by Emunah Shleima. A Malach teaches every Yiddish child, Kola Tere Kula, Neir Doyle Kareshay, Meir Dike Zachen. And Gavino is sitting with a Malach. What's my Farach Yisrael says? You learn with a Malach Alekim Kola Tere Kula. Or even a Dalse Botik Nisiyah is Yankim Mefarach Yisrael says, why? Ulai the Teretz and both are one. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us a Muradike Limut. You could be sitting and talking to the Rabbeinu Shalom alone about Tzidah and Nochosh next to you. If there's a Nochosh next to you that could damage you, Nochosh is the symbol of Ra, and it's next to you, so stay there, Loifim. Vayonos Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu ran away. He taught you a Muradike lesson. You can learn Torah from the Eibishter. Oh, but as though right next to you, there's a mazik that could kill you, that could enter poison into you, that could poison your hashkofa. You run away. That's Yanki Ravino's same lesson. With an Esav together, learned my Bafila by a Malach nicht. Even by a Malach, you don't learn when there's Esav together with you. No, Yanki Mefarach is Lotzes. Nachzel in Yoneinu. The Chayv Savavis teaches us. What does one do with Yira? He takes the Yira and he elevates it to Yira from the Eibishter. The avoid of a person when there comes Matzovim of fear is to elevate the fear and use it to become a greater Yirei Shamayim. The problem is with our generation that Yira is something that's not in style. Yira is not in style. All of you know bumper stickers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev Oysach. Ani Oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I never saw a bumper sticker. Ani Yorei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Pekei in Masechet Seite, the simonim of Ikvus in the Meshicha, the Mishnah says, is Yirei Chet Yimasu. Yirei Chet Yimasu, then in Ikvus in the Meshicha, will be Nimis, the derg of Yirei Chet, will be Oisik in Abbas Hashem, not in Yirei Hashem. And it was a Simcha Gedoyla by me to find in a sefer called Darkei Emuna, a sefer that was reprinted recently. A sefer from a Talmud of Rav Moshe Leib Sasseva, not Benimtzer sefer, but a young man worked on it and reprinted it. He did a Dover Nifla Ad Miyait. You're talking about Rav Moshe Leib Sasseva as a Talmud, you're talking about 150 years ago, more than that. And he talks mamish, this language that the dirt doesn't have Yira. They don't care about Yira anymore. There's no Yir Shemaim anymore. There's only Aves Hashem and no more Yira. Sadover Nifla, to see that Kadmonim already were busy with it. They had a problem with it. But the Mishnah tells us Yira Chet Yimasu. Why? Because it's hard to live with fear from the Eibishter. But it says in this week's Sedra, Vatireno amayaldes es olekim, vayasla em botim. Yira is the basics of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is based on Yira. Botikuna, botei malchus. Klal Yisrael is based on Yira. What does Yira mean? We'll talk in a minute. But we have a Muradike opportunity to become Yirei Shamayim. We have a Muradike opportunity to become Yirei Shamayim. We have from where to take Yira and elevate it to become Yirei Shamayim. We have a good vehicle to become Yirei Shamayim, to use the Yira, the fear. So the problem is that we don't even have fear. Let's talk open, let's talk pure truth. Why aren't we afraid? Why aren't we afraid? Why aren't we afraid that there's going to be a war, that someone's going to attack America? Why aren't we afraid? Because America, not because there's an Eibishter, because there's an America, and America is strong, and nobody's going to touch, and nobody's going to touch us, and nobody's going to come to us. It has nothing to do because you're a mom in the Eibishter, and nothing's going to happen to you, because there's no such avtocha. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael there's an avtocha, in America there's zicher isn't an avtocha. So why are we not, we don't have fear? Because we don't want to have fear, so we cover up. We cover up. The American government is strong enough. A nechtige tog. The Eibishter are upbeaten what could happen. I'm not trying to make fear and phobia, I'm trying to cause fear from the Eibishter. To break that fear and use it in the right place. To fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, everybody, including myself, what do you mean? We're not Yirei Shamayim? We're Yirei Shamayim. Why not? Why not? So let's learn together. Gemara, I said it today once, I'll say it again today, tonight. V'tireno ha-miyaldes eser l'kim melamed she'tov on l'dvar v'eira v'lo nitpu. A Gemara said to Melamed Shetovon Ledvar Avera, Pareh Arosh was Tevedem Ledvar Avera, Veloy Nitbu. Touch it in English. Pareh was Tevedem, Tevedem, everybody knows. Tevedem to Ledvar Avera, Veloy Nitbu, and they weren't asked. That's the way you write a Gemara. They weren't Nitba. They didn't do it. So you write in the Gemara, V'loy Osu. Not V'loy Nitbu. Nitbu is not written with a tes. It's written with a tof. They weren't gemont. They weren't asked. Doesn't make sense. The kasha is the Rebbe Rabbunim of Peshischa. And the Rebbe Rabbunim of Peshischa tells you a pshat. And with that you'll know what Yirei Shamayim means. The Rebbe Rabbunim says, if I'll take a bonfire that'll burn two stories, three stories, and I'll tell you, go walk through it. Do you have a vukuach? Do you have a, do you contemplate, yes, no? Oh yeah, you're not talking sense, you're crazy. You want me to walk through fire? What are you talking to me? Those state in the Gemara. The Gemara tells you what Yirei Shamayim means. Vatirena amyaldeses elikim. Yira means that I know that an Aveira is fire. And when you tell me to do an Aveira, it doesn't talk to me. V'loy nitbu, it doesn't talk to me. I don't enter into a debate, yes or no. B'ni b'noch. The Yetzar can enter the debate. If you enter the debate with the Yetzar is smarter than all of us. He'll win the debate. There's no Eitzah to win have to do with him. The Eitzah is V'loy Nitbu. He doesn't talk to you because you realize it's fire. That's Yirei Shamayim. Thus meant Yirei Shamayim. The Chedusharim asks, why do we call it Yirei Shamayim? Where does Shemaim come in here? Zog de Chedusherim, it says in Rashi in Chumash. Fan a yingle. Shtuk a yingle though. You learned Bereshis? New words Rashi say in Yehirakia. What does Rashi say about Rekia? No. Rashi says Rekia was shaky, it was weak. And the Eibishter Kaviyochol scrammed at it. And from that it states, Lo'ilam Void. That's Yiras Shamayim. Learn from the Shamayim how you have Yira. And they look at the Chedushanim. Learn from the Chuldiks. Learn from the Shemayim al Yavira. The Rebbe of Beis Yisrael says a beautiful taich based on this chidushim. Lo oisei Hashemayim b'tvuna ki lo elam chazdei. What does Shemayim have to do with Bina? Bina is maven dover mitoch dover. You learn from Shemayim how to be a Yirei Shemayim, how to be a Yirei. So Shemayim was made b'tvuna, with the middle of Bina. But that is Yira. Yira is ultimate fear. Ultimate fear. In Ari Gedal Yo, from my father, Zechan Evracha, Shteit Amir Dikizach. It says in Chazal that when a person will come up to Shamayim, La'acha Me'ev Esrim, he'll meet Adam Arishain, he'll tell Adam Arishain, you know, because of you. You're at fault. You ate from the eight of us. You're at fault. Like the Medrash or the Merisha will answer, you also did a verse. Nochamol, that's what the person is telling him. The person is telling him, you know why I did a verse? Because you opened the Pesach and you brought a verse to the world, so you are at fault. So what is the other Merisha telling me? You also did a verse. Shteit Nagid Al Yo, apachat fin avert, apachat fin avert. What's the difference of the Merisha before the Chet and after the Chet? Adarishim before the Chet, Nefesh HaChaim, others, everybody says it in a different language. But all say the same thing. Nefesh HaChaim says more or less, before the Chet was outside. Chet was outside. Ki'ilu, he didn't feel that I want to do it. There was something talking to him, go and do it. And after the Chet, it became me. I want to do it. Enter the person. That's the Nefesh HaChaim's Mahalach. And before the Chet and after the Chet, Mechtem Elio, different ways. Shteit Noir Gedal Yo, Dvarim Noir Rahim. By every single person, there is a Nekuda of Chet that's outside of him. That's as if it's before the Chet of Eitz Hadas. That's what all the Marishan answers you. You're blaming me on your Averis? You also have an Averis that you did as if the Chet of Eitz Hadas. You also have an Averis that was outside of you and you brought it into you. Dvarim Nifloim Admiyit. Looking at it needs a pshat that a person should associate with it. It's hard for you, me, to stand there and talk about Averis and tell you, everybody, this Averis is outside, this Averis is outside. Lev Yedei Emaris Nafshei. But maybe we could say something that's kedai to know. Rab Shua Leib, in Parshas Kisisa, Zokta Zach, that I hope, tonight is already Shlesh Yom Kodim Shabbos, yeah. I hope that it'll change your Shabbos. We know Shabbos, people talk about Shabbos, the greatness of Shabbos, Shabbos men oilam haba, not sprach. Most of it is abstract. Shteit Rab Shua Leib. We are all after the Chet of Adam Arishan, right? The Neshami Yisera Zok Rab Shua Leib wasn't there when Adam Arishan had gesindigt. Adam Arishan's chet was Erev Shabbos. He didn't have a Neshami Yisera. Zok Rab Shua Leib, not less, not more. The Neshami Yisera is as if it was before the chet of Adam Arishan. Pilip Leim. The chet of Adam Arishan doesn't have shaykhs to the chet of the Neshami Yisera. There's no shaykhs to the chet of Adam Arishan. A pele van achidish, under the Shabbos. Bam is under the Shabbos. Maybe you should say the right thing. That means on Shabbos you have no teretz. Tadam Marisha made you zindik, because Shabbos you have bikoyach before the chet. Shabbos we have a koyach from before the chet. So a chet that you do Shabbos is just like Adam Rishon. Does not Adam Rishon to a person, you also did Chataim. When? On Shabbos. The chet on Shabbos is a different chet. It's a more chomedic chet. It's a chet with a nesham yisera. It's a chet with a koyach that comes from before the chet of Adam Rishon. It might be very dangerous because it could be that we're saying that the chet becomes, the nesham yisera becomes nivga. No. No, let's not say that. Avada, when you're going to go do the chet on Shabbos, the neshama seira leaves you. Because in Zohar HaKadosh it says that maybe every neshama leaves the person when he goes to a chet. Kol shekein the neshama yiseira. But until the chet, you had the neshama yiseira to help you. Till the chet, you had the neshama yiseira to help you to make the right decision. But nachzel in yoneinu. Let's make a sikum of what we said and what we go away with. Yira means not entering a discussion with the Yetzirah. That's what Yira means. Yira means an absolute no. Not maybe, could be. You say yes, I say no. We're in trouble when we get there. Yira means there's no discussion. Where do we take such Yira from? From what's going on in the world. Yeah, fear what's going on in the world. Don't live in oblivious and not think that something is happening. Avada, something is happening. It's very, very, if you know history, it's in the 30s, the same exact history. The same exact history, in every which way. And maybe you remember that in Tov Shin, the Gedolei Yisrael were Nifta, and we were told by Gedolei Yisrael that the only reason the Mahoma could come is because the Gedolei were Nifta in Tov Shin, Ab Chaim Oizer and under. So darf man schab man zitter ein, darf man da weggenommen, als er Gott liebe Yisrael, it doesn't cause us to zitter. Our father, it causes us to zitter. Who knows? Who knows what our protection is? Who knows who's protecting Israel from missiles? And who knows who's protecting America from missiles? Nobody, the Eibishter. But if the Eibishter took away a Mordecai Gona, you have fear. Fear from who? Fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More Yira, more Diktuk. We live in a world of Chumnes. Balabatim, Bnei Torah, everybody's busy with Chumnes. Chumnes in what? In Sur Meira or Naseh Tov? Asking a very open question. What are our Chumnes in Sur Meira or Naseh Tov? In Naseh Tov. In Ava. Not in Sur Meira. The Leshem writes that the ikar avoid of a person is somera, not a seitev. The ikar avoid of a person is somera, not a seitev. It's a dover poshet ad miyot. That's the ikar avoid. That means the ikar avoid is in yira. Yira means putting up gidorim. It says in this week's seder, v'teyirenu amyaldus esolekim v'yaslem botim. What's the midah connected midah? State from a son from Kotzke Reb, Rabbi David Kotzke, a tire of earth. Yira means gedorim. Yira means I put up walls. Is the schar is taka walls. The schar is taka bias. Because yira means a bias. That's what yira means. I have walls around me. I have gedorim around me. I'm protected. So if the void is yira, it means, let's not just use the word yira, not use it and put it into pashut the words, gidorim and siyagim. Fear that you're going to be on the edge and you're going to fall over. So go away from the edge. Move away from the edge. You move till now 6 inches from the edge. It's more dangerous. Move 12 inches away from the edge. I'm going to end with one more memory. HaMatzisyo Zeichet Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha was Meisen Nefesh himself for technology. I'm not a nar. I'm not going to stand there and tell people put away your smartphones. I don't have the koich to do that. I'm not the one to do that. And I'm not the one to be Megana somebody who has it. I'll ask one toive. For the rest of Shoivavim, take off one app. For the rest of Shoivavim, in Schutz von Amatisio's Ptira Heint, you became Nisaira, take off one app off your smartphone. Not an app that you don't use. Take one app off your smartphone. Oye design as chutz for you. Oye design as chutz for Ramatisio, that it'll show that we were talking the Seder from his Seder. And I could tell you, when you'll be 7 weeks without one app, you'll take off a second one, and a third one, and a fourth one. Because you'll see the menucha that you have. And you'll see the quality of life that you have. Not Yiddishkeit. Quality of life that you have, you'll be zeicha to be able to go further and further. It'll be poshta kedusha bekula, and we should only hear psuris tevis, and we should be able to be mevaser psuris tevis. Amen.